Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Mark chapter 9, verses 21 through 24. And Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. It has often thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately, the boy's father cried out and said, "I do believe. Help my unbelief."
Since trust in God is foundational for Christians, the consequences of wavering faith can be far-reaching. Sometimes, after praying for direction, those of us who are believers might receive an answer that leads us to think, "I can't do that." So instead of obeying and asking God to strengthen our faith, we may choose to postpone or compromise our obedience. But partial obedience is actually disobedience. And when our faith falters, it can result in poor choices that prove costly. For example, the Israelites wandered 40 years in the desert because the nation allowed unbelief to overtake their faith. Their wavering trust made them miss out on God's intended blessings. When we're spiritually unsteady, we can easily be shaken by little things. Instead of standing firm, we may find our confidence eroding. Then we become less willing to take a risk when God asks us to do so. Rather than acting with certainty, we question and doubt what we're hearing from the Lord. We may also find joy diminishing because our wavering faith has led us away from God's will. The inner peace that we once enjoyed evaporates as our faith weakens. No matter how unsteady our faith, God, who never changes, always welcomes us to draw near so he can strengthen our trust in him. Accept his open invitation and give him the glory.